right over the Chavi by the top of my hill system, on top of the Achilai the Bailey. So we learned that yesterday. So we said yesterday that what does that mean? That means that for Kol Yisroel Shabbatayra, we go crazy to rise every lab, Kashrus, for Shabbat, you go crazy to rise. Rav Yisrael Yisrael Mayasar, I'm a Papa Yadayim. Next on, next Yisrael Mayasar. This is where we're up to. What happens if it's Mechza Mechza? Now this person, by Mechza Mechza, the city has 50-50, the baby is 50-50, the Yidra guy. So, what do we do? The rule is, Safet Deraisa, all Deraisa suggests to be Mashmir, and all Drapadas, he could be Megal. Funny kind of thing. He goes into McDonald's, so whatever this is Deraisa, he can't eat. The meat he can't eat, it's available. But if it's something that's a question of Bishul Akum, or Yayin of a guy, so that he could eat. That's what it seems to be. Mechza Mechza. So here it's the Mechza Mechza Yisrael, my Hilkasa. If he's a Safek, what do you mean you're calling him Yisrael? What's the case of this? Inema did not say Turidi Dama Turidi Day. If a Jew shar killed or injured a guy shar, this Mechza Mechza shar, Leimalei, we should tell him, we should say to him, I see Raid Yisrael as a Shkoyal. You just have to bring a Raid with you. There's a cause of a shor ish v'loy shor e'ayu. But you got his shor ish a shor chavei, right? Shor chavei roi v'loy shor e'ayu. That you only chai is on a shor v'yin, on a shor v'gai. So I'm going to have a raya. So I don't have to bring a raya that is Yisrael. Which go out, let's see. The nachay tori di day, the tori di da'an. Pal ga b'sham. Up here, he has to pay chati nezak, the animal of the town. He's a palga. The nizik says, "Pay the whole thing. You're a guy. I'm a lehu. I see right of Yisrael. I know that. If you can prove that I'm a guy, so then I'm chayav as a shorim. But if you can't prove that I'm a guy, then you should pay. Then you should pay. Then I only have to pay chazi then. So that's the din of mechza mechza. What would be the din of its right guy in this case? Clear case. Turidi day with turidi dog. His shar kicked out shar. So it seems from this Gemara, the guy would have, didn't have to pay full. It's right guy. So we give him a din of a guy. So he should have to pay the complete amount. That's what should come out, no? For 1 minute. Right? How come the moment I hire right? Mommy, we don't hire someone based on right. You'll find a child in a street that's right, in a city that's right guy. You find a child in the street that's right guy, and his shark kicks the yid shark. So what should be the din? If they help the mom and I have right, he shouldn't have to pay, only has to know the car he is. If he's angry, he asks his kasha, he says he doesn't understand. Gemara says, Mechza, Mechza, and Ezekiel. If it's Mechza, Mechza, he could say, you prove I'm a guy. If you want me to pay, you can't pay me as a show. You pay Chazi Nezek, he says, you want me to pay as a show. Mechza Mechza, you have to prove it. So the Sivagra asks, even if it's right Gayim, since then, how can the Mamanach arrive? This Asufi should be able to say, I don't want to pay that full Nezek. Maybe I'm a Yid. I right Gayim. Maybe how can I arrive? Why? Let's say it has something like that. That this rule that Ein Hochem Imam and Achar Raiv only applies to a Jew's money and not to a guy's money. Does that make sense? The Jewish court is ruling. It's a Yiddish court, and the Kasufi comes in together with the Yid. The Sufi Shar kicked the Yid, killed the Yid Shar. And now that Sufi says, why do I pay Nezek Shalayim? Maybe I'm a Yid. Maybe I'm a Yid. Ain't help a Mamanach arrive. So Kivega says, he says something like what Yonatan was saying, that a guy's money is not so chashid that we should say it hokanach haray. The yid's money can't be mechayev yid to pay if there's no even alpi ray. You have to have a father. A guy's money, let him pay alpi ray. By a guy, we mechayev and mom and alpi ray. Mr. Kivega says, I have a cash on the tariff. The tariff. That doesn't make no sense at all. What? You're making it again. A Sufi shar kicks a yid shar. This a Sufi is the city of right guys. He comes to Bezdin and we tell him, "You're a guy, pay the shul." He defends himself. Maybe I'm a yid. We tell him, "No, you know, for a moment I thought right." And he's signing in off a moment after right. It's a Sufi saying, "Why should I pay my mom? You don't go with the right." So what do we tell him? No, in off a moment after right is a Jewish rule. And you're a guy, it doesn't apply to you. Who are you? You mean the Sufi or the Yid?
The Yid.
If the Yid shall is the Nagayach, then you get happy now.
Right. I only get paid for my shah. Now I'm getting paid for my shah full.
This right says you're a God.
Right says, well, they have a mom and a
husband. Yeah, well, all right. So it's tariff. I think everyone, you're missing a point. I mean, I'm missing a point, so Kivega's right, but what? I'm trying to get you to tell me my cash. I think it's so obvious that you have to picture this. You have two people walk into bed, and this is a Sufi fellow who's right guy and says he's a guy. And if he is. And he's ready to go to Jewish court. So the Tevea says, maybe there's a showing. The Sufi says, maybe I'm a Jew, I don't want to pay chasinezek. What does Rabbi Kivega say? What do we tell him? We tell him, listen, for Goyim we don't say it often after our rights, and you have to pay Nezek Shalim. He could defend himself and say, 1 minute. On the tzad, I'm a guy, I have to pay anyway. There's no question, right? A guy, you have to pay. I'm tithing, maybe I'm a yid. You're telling me Goyim don't have the protection of Enoch Amam Achar rights. How's Rabbi Kivega answering that? The Sufi could say, but I want to tie down partner because maybe I'm a Jew. If the Mir says I'm a Jew. And if the Mir says I'm a Jew, then in Hokam Amanacharai does apply. And I should be off the hook. The Nezek Shalim. That's all I'm saying. You want to tell this guy, in Hokam Amanacharai doesn't apply to you, you're a God. But his whole time and best in is, maybe I'm a Yid. Since then, Hokum Amen Acharai, you have to be Chayshish Amen Yid. Right? Let's say the city is 70% guy and 30% Yid. You find a baby in the street. So we say that he's a guy. He's a Gobasarai. Now, by Mamin, he comes and he says, why should I pay Nezek Shalom? Maybe a 30% possibility I'm a Jew? You're telling him, no. For guy, we don't say Hokum Amen Acharai. He's saying, what do you mean? I want to pass to myself and decide that I'm a Yid. Not on the side that I'm a guy. You're going to tell me. In Hokum Amen Acharai doesn't apply to Goyim, fine. But I want to tie that there's a tzad on a yid. And on the tzad on a yid is the rule of In Hokum Amen Acharai. And I should be off the hook. To me. My mom and why did not pass away? By mom and Enoch and Mamach are right. You can't be Mechayev someone, mom and both are right. Yeah, when I'm a... By mom and Mechayev, I could be hanging my head on the meal and say, I don't want to pay. I want to say, I don't want to pay. There's 30% chance I'm a Jew. And if I'm a Jew, then there's a rule of Enoch and Mamach are right. So therefore, I want to be off the hook. My mom had a perfect katana on me, a katana.
Well, once again, it's a very tired. It's you that makes that
His whole time in Bezin is, I don't want to pay Nezer Shalom, maybe I'm a Jew. On the side he's a Jew. He's a Jew. On the side he's a Jew. Why? But Ben Mamu, we don't go back to Red. Why? The question is why? Why do we go back to Red David to Chazan if Ben Mamu, we don't go back to Red? Ben Mamu, we don't go back to Red. Why do we go back to Red David to Chazan? Tafla has a different tariff, which is similar to something we spoke out the other day. The site of Tafla is that when you have a baby in the street that you take in, and Roy Paskin, that he's a guy for almost everything. The mitzvah says he's a guy, the mitzvah says he's a guy, the shlichot he's a guy, the kedushin he's a guy, achiyaita he's a guy. That stock that we're passing for most things that he's a guy, that stock remains that way for Mamintu. In other words, we don't look at Mamintu separately and say, look, Abi Mamintu, maybe he's we don't do that. We, if Roy passed him something, that stock itself carries weight. So this kid we found in the street, he has a shy moshek, but I'm filling, and I count dominion, and I let him trade this. And I had to keep Shabbos. Well, all the Shabbos he has, he always tells him he's a guy. Now, Hafla says that once we're paskening for the overwhelming majority of Shabbos, that he's a guy, he lives a guy, that stock gives him a din guy, lachol milui. Gives him a din guy for everything. And the Mela, he remains a guy. He remains the din after, he remains the api alacha. He's a guy for everything. The Gemara says that by Dina and Nefashis we go about the right. And the Gemara, one of the Gemara's rayas to this is, if Reuven stabs Shimon, he's chayamit, he kills him, chayamit. The Gemara says, Dilma b'mokim sayif nekev haba. Maybe the place where he stabbed him was the hole before him. He really was going to die anyway. The Gemara says, "I'm not chayish for that." By dinei nefashis, we go basura. Correct the hafla. Yeah, ibazai. By dinei mamidus. Let's say I kill somebody's animal. I kill someone's animal. Why don't I say dilma b'makim sayis nekev haba? Maybe the place I stand in there was a hole. Now by mamidus, I'm not mechay mamid based on right. Why don't I say that? Elomai says, must be that this rule is true, that once Roy passed him, the Dam Behem is not a trifle. It's been gay, like you said the other day, to his milk, to the meat, to the shakrim. And gay to other things. He says, Dam Roy Behem is not a trifle. That sack of Roy Behem is not a trifle carries for mom and two. Once it's enough to eat of other things, the sack of Roy carries over. The Mela here too. Roy Ba'akum, the sack of Roy Ba'akum. That carries over to Dini Momin as well. Dini Momin also, we give him a dinner for you. Because the sack of Roy carries over. A lot. Because there's Mefta Mefta. That's why the Gemara only says if I Mefta Mefta. When it's Mefta Mefta, then the Gemara says, he could tie the Hamed Zechara, right? But it would be right guy and he couldn't tie him. That's possible for the reason. Because once right passed into time. This is similar to what you said the other day, Rabbi Kiva Eger's side was that every right is a suffix. Mm-hmm. The Saba HaKabbalah asked him if every right is really only a suffix. Why by Tisha Shuratim and Svadeya Echad? He asked the Kasha over there. Why do we say it's not suffix from a Bishul Sarabim? Every right is a suffix, it should still be suffix of a vicious around. The Kidega answer is the same idea, that once the right passed him, the Gabi Suri Malkus, that if you have the shrubs are mixed, and you can't tell which is which. The right costume for Gabi that they carry it into the base of Migdash, right would make a sack. And that right sack already is makwit. A sack out your eyes has a different meaning. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying here. That a sack out your eyes has a different meaning. And it's interesting with this, he's answering Rabbi Kivega's own kasha, that the sack of right has a different meaning. And once we take this Asufi in off the street, and we pass him as a guy, so he remains a guy for everything. Sack of right has a different meaning. That's the Indian moment. It's also, he blinds a guy. Because sack of right, that's what happens. That is, right, so that's a sack of a Zekin. One other interesting tshuva, and many others, but one other I'd like to mention, is the tshuva that being seen on this Gemara. He says he doesn't understand why all the Agadot Sfarim talk about the Avos, if they were Suffolk Jews, Suffolk guy, how they keep Shabbos. So you heard the question, right? If Rabbi Sefiakim and Shvatim were Suffolk Yid, Suffolk guy, so what do they do about Shabbos? Shabbos, if you're machmet to be a Yid, you keep Shabbos. If you're a Tzadjo guy, you can't keep Shabbos. So, Mamanashav, what do they do? There are all kinds of different variables that are said about this. Now, what does Avos do on Shabbos? So he says he doesn't understand it's not a variable thing. It's also nice. And this Asufi is not Tzamechta. And Asufi, who's a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk guy, in the case of a right, is not Machriyat. What does he do about Shabbos? What does he do to Maisa on Shabbos? He brings that the Haflah, the Haflah says, one of the Terusim, which I think many of you may have heard, what's the pasuk that a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos? What's the pasuk again? Right? Yain v'lai lo yishbaisu. After the marble, Akharis Baruch said to Nayak, Yom V'lai will lay his place. Day and night, Tosh B'Shabbi, he said, won't stop. The sun will come up every day and go down every night. But we dash off of that, Yom V'lai will lay his place, that a guy is not going to keep Shabbos for the whole day of Shabbos. But that's law, that person says, Yom V'lai will lay his place, the day before night. Because by Goyim, a day is considered from sunrise to the next sunrise, day is first, night is second. That's the day for an Arjun. For a Yid, of course, Shabbos is from darkness to the end of light the next day. We have by the first, the end, second. Mela says, our flaw, what would such a guy do? He would do malacha, that's on the first. He would keep Shabbos. When we keep Shabbos, from sundown Friday night to sundown Matzai Shabbos, and then on Matzai Shabbos he would do malacha. What does he gain? He'd be mechuyev to do malacha Matzai Shabbos. Why? Because for him to keep Shabbos, for a guy, day comes first, night comes second. Yom v'layla lo yishbaisu, yom first, layla second. So memela, just as far, he could keep the Shabbos of a Yid. He's a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk guy. He keeps the Shabbos of a Yid, which is day first, day second. And he's the Chal Shabbos and the Shabbos of a guy, which is day first, night second. So when he's a Shabbos, he does malacha. So he has no problem. That's the Haflah's Heret. And I think it's a known Heret that people say. According to this, any guy only has to be Mechal Shabbos and say Shabbos. It's true. According to that law, if you have a guy who's practicing to be a ger, he wouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. He wouldn't say Shabbos. Okay. The thing is, that law says this, not in that law, so this. It says in the Sefer HaKadosh. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva l'maisa, It's also quoted, this is all quoted in the Binyan Siyam, Simon Kuf Chav Av. The Kivega is a Tshuva, the Tshuva is Simon Kuf Chav Aleph. He was just a Shaila L'maisa. And he says that it's not a good parent. Why? The Feish of Gemara, the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's the little test. There's the following, you have to follow the Gemara, and you'll cut right away why it's no good. Gemara has a rule that any mitzvah which was said before Matan Torah and was not repeated afterwards applies only to Klal Yisrael. Example, Eber Menachai was said before Matan Torah. It's not repeated, so it applies only to Jews. Let's say the Yisrael killing, which appears before Matan Torah, but it appears again after Matan Torah. So that applies to Jew and non-Jew alike, because the first one is to be Nayat, and then when it's repeated, it applies to you. That's the rule in Shas. That Kol Mitzvah, Shenemar, and Mishnah, it applies to Jew and Yid, to Jew and Gai alike. And Kol Mitzvah that was Nemar, the Lai Mishnah, that was said and not repeated, applies only to the Nayat. But the Gemara, what about Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu? What about that one? The love of Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu, that it's us to keep Shabbos, is not repeated after Matan Torah. So what should be? Huh? Should apply to Yidden and not to Gaim? That's a tariff. The Gemara is the Kasha. Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu should apply only to Yidden and not to Gaim. It's not repeated. The tariff is. It can't apply to Yidden. Why? If you're not commanded in Shabbos, that's the Gemara Teres. Hashem said Shabbos. This is the Gemara. According to that law, that's the Kivayger, 1 minute. What's the problem? Let it be that Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu applies to Yidden. And Shmir Shabbos also applies to Yidden. That's the right. Shmir Shabbos is from sundown Friday to sundown Shabbos. And Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu is a chiyuv to do malacha Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara says it can't be that Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu applies to Yidden. What are you talking about? According to that law, it could apply to Yidden. Because we could say on a Yid is an Issur to keep Shabbos, the day of Shabbos plus Motzei Shabbos of Shabbos. Yom V'Lai L'Lai Yishbaishu, then day and then the following night. Yeah, but we understand that to be a Rishus. Where is the Gemalata? I'm carrying here, and I'm like, an Issa. It's a very big Kiddush. I'm like, where is the Gemalata? It's very shadow. Well, that's the law. You have a violation of Shabbos. You're not allowed to keep Shabbos day and the following night. So, you know, it's not our Shabbos. So, it's very good. Our Shabbos we keep. And the other one is our Shabbos. So, we don't keep it. You're not allowed to keep that Shabbos. Well, you have to tell us, because otherwise I would think that if I want, I cannot do malach on a Shabbos. Lamaitis, you don't want to do malach on a Shabbos. You don't have to. So this is coming to tell you, not that way. No? What? Even if you hold the place, because you hold it is, but it's not the whole of the Shabbos. So if you have a nice place, it will tell you that it's not, that you have to do it. You can't keep it for the whole of the Shabbos. So this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha on the hafla. The hafla has its nice kasha, but the hafla doesn't have a teretz of kasha. The hafla came back with a teretz on Akiva Eger's kasha. He says, no, you're wrong. Gemara makes a lot of sense. It can't be. Is it possible that a yid is mechuyav to do malacha every Motzei Shabbos? Huh? What he says is, if Yom Kippurim falls out on Sunday, which you couldn't in Torah, what would you do then? The Gemara says it's the Asher, because you're not Mechuyev in Shabbos. So you're going to tell me, yeah, maybe a Mechuyev is the one of Mechuyev Shabbos. That's why it's him, he can't be. It could come out, Yom Kippur will be Sunday. What are you going to do with Shabbos and then Yom Kippur? You can't say that there's a lot of Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu. So Vimela, the Gemara makes sense. The Aflah Teres is then a good Teres. And the Aflah makes sense. What? Yom Tif Nag, Yom Tif is a strike of marriage. You can cook. That's the full Shabbat. He says it could come out of its Messiah. It's a good talent. What? No, but the Gemara is saying it can't be Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu to apply to Jews, because you have cases where they can't, where it can't apply. Originally, in the original Kasha? Because the Pasuk says Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu. The Gemara is Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu. The Gemara says no, because it's Tavu B'Shabbat. You should mention Shabbos in your kippur. You should mention both. Kivager has a different... Kivager has a comeback on the Haflah. Kivager comes and he says about the Haflah. L'chay l'Haflah is a Kivadik Ataris. They chitim to Ataris. But it's a Ataris. Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Kippur is a night. So now it's impossible to keep Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu. But to Kivager, no, you could. Now you could. You'll do a malacha chati shir on Shabbos and chati shir on Yom Kippur. In other words, what are we trying to do? We're trying to find a case the mechuyev Shabbos, mechuyev Yom Kippur, and the yid is also mechuyev Yom Kippur. According to Haflah Shabbos, it's day and night. Haflah said it can't be because in Yom Kippur is a night. You have Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you're going to have to do malacha. He says no. What you can do is start carrying when it's Shabbos, when Akira, when it's Shabbos, carry, and then when it's in Kippur, finish carrying and put it down. What do you gain by this? So what do you get? You give an Akira when it's Shabbos, and not when it's in Kippur. Like a malach. So it's up there. This is the chaplain of the Kivager. He says here you can keep all three mitzvahs. You can keep Shabbos. You can do malach on Shabbos. Keep Yom Kippur, you do malach on Yom Kippur. And you can keep Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu, because it comes out that the guy is Yom HaLayla, you didn't go that Yom HaLayla of the guy without malach, you did malach. On the guy's Shabbos, you did. The guy's Shabbos is from the morning till the night, the guy's not Yom Kippur. The guy's Shabbos is from morning till the next morning, so on the guy's Shabbos, you did malach. You've got to look at that, it's an argument. They have the, it's a nice chab. When does Goy Vaila start the Shkia? Not with midnight, like in America. The Goy Vaila starts, it doesn't matter when it starts. It's day, day and then night. It's the sunrise and sunrise. It's a Goy 24-hour day. What? Oh, God, you sheer. One second. I just want to keep a focus. What's the Rishi Vega say? Since you get a hatimt of all three, and yet the Gemara says Yom HaLayla cannot apply to Jews. But be right that the Haflah as you said is not true. What you're saying, what the Shalom is saying, is the Binyasiyim puts it. The Binyasiyim says that this all makes sense, that Chati Shir is not also Mount Sinai. It's like the Gemara. Yochati Shir is also in Atayra. If Yochati Malach is Chati Shir, then it wouldn't apply. No, it's Tucker. Tucker is Tucker the Yanish. Well, the topic of that one is Yochati Malach is Yochati Shir. But, at any rate, it's a nice back and forth if you kept up with it on this shiloh. So there are other truths, and there are other truths as to what a guy could do. What? You might say you shouldn't. The question is, the Gemara says it's E-Epsha, Shabbos. And Yom HaLayla Vayishbaitu, that's how we know it doesn't apply to Jews. How you know it doesn't apply to Jews? Possible. And this is possible. And Lamar, the whole Aswa must be wrong. So the Kidega holds the Yad Lailah is supposed to mean from Friday night to Shabbat to Matar Shabbat. Jewish Shabbat.
What does it mean if
what? Oh, you want to be a few much later than the Kidega. You have to, you know, understand. I had the Aswa, Kidega's cash and Aswa, Aswa answer. Aswa's cash and Kidega answer. The Yitzir's Kasha, the Yitzir lived 100 years after the Kidega. Right? 100 years, but so, yes. Maybe he held like Shlomi is saying, that on Shabbos, you don't say Chatzis. Chatzis is maybe only half of regular, it's not Yochum Allah. It's not the Kidega. Okay. Before we broke the Chazara, I wanted to learn with you some of the halachas of Kavok and Asma Masa, but especially there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch which is difficult for two reasons. It's really a Rambam, and it seems to contradict the way, at least the way I learned it, the way all of you learned. We all learned this Gemara, and being that halach lamaisa makes for a lot of problems. We had a rule in the Gemara, Ein Hochen Bitzikuach Nefesh Achar Rai. Right? We had a rule in the Gemara that Rai does not count by Bitzikuach Nefesh, which is certainly true in the overwhelming majority of cases. If you have a building that collapsed, and you have a person there, and 99% he's dead, whatever the estimation is, in the Chal Shabbos, even if there's a 1% chance that you can help him, in the Chal Shabbos. If you have a person who's sick, 99% he doesn't have to go to the hospital. There's a slight chance he has to go to the hospital, you take him to the hospital. But Shabbos ain't a hook if he's brought in the first half of it. Now, from our Gemara, it would seem that if you are have a person, Safik Yid, Safik Gai, so in the fact of all of this, the Gemara says it pretty much the Farish, that if you find a baby in the street, in the city which is right Gai, the building collapses on him, even though he's a guy for everything, well, Mechal Shabbos to save his life. The Shulchan Aruch here, if you'll follow with me, says something which is a total chiddush. Based on a Gemara in the Sefer Yuma, at least the way the Rambam and the Chabad understood that Gemara. And the challenge, we have two challenges to us. One is to understand the Svara of the Shulchan Aruch, and the second is to plug it in halacha l'maaseh. So read with me the Shulchan Aruch. Ein hokin b'kot nefesh achar alayim. Afilu ayat tes oitek echadim, Yisrael echad b'chadim. You have in a city, in a chaser, you know there are nine non-Jewish families, and one Jewish family in the chaser. U'pirish echad mehem l'chaser acheret, v'nachal olav shom achar. You see a person walking out, you can't tell if he's a Jew or not, and a building collapses on him, the fact is, so here makes a lot of sense, right? So here there's no problem. You have an apartment building, mostly garden. And when you now you see a person walk out, when that person walks out of the apartment building, he gets hit by a car. The Michal Shabbos to try to save him. You don't know if he's the Yid or the guy. But he holds him across the Sakhar, right? That's not him. Shulchan Aruch here. Kivan shenisha kviya sarishim b'mekaymai hashvimu mai kamech zameh. The reason is because if you looked out of the apartment house, there's still people in the apartment house. In the apartment house, kavod kamech zameh for them. He walked out of the apartment house, so we this is kviya sarishim b'mekaymai. So we don't go back to right. As long as there's a kviya. Hold the mind, there's a kavod. We say, but of course the fascists, we don't go back to right. Avo, he's very good. Nekru kulam. Everybody left. Everyone looked out of the building at the same time. Ubishata ki rasan pirish echamiyem lefata acheres v'nafam alav. Eim efakim alav. Shekim and shenekas v'yathirish and mekaymem. We don't call the parish meruva parish. What does this mean? Say what it sounds like to me. Sounds like this. It sounds like you have a building. The building is right guy in the acute. And now there's a fire in the building. Or the there's an alarm in the building. Everyone runs out of the building. And when they all run out, one of the people running out runs into the street, and he gets hit by a car. He's not with the Chashavah stand. Because he got bust a right, he got the parish move a parish. So if everyone would have stayed in the building and only one person walked out, ordinary Shabbos. You have an apartment house in your corner, you know, it's right by you, one person walks out and he gets hit by a car, you machal Shabbos to him. Why? Because we don't say right, better go to the fashis, cause the mound is a ketios, there are people in the building, we don't go bust a right, we say kokobo kemesha mechudami, and machal Shabbos. But everyone left the building. If everyone left the building, and then one of them ran out of this group and he got hit by a car, then you go bust a rug. You probably follow the words I'm saying. Now, the question is, what is the far to that? What's the logic, or even if it's not logical, the technical answer is, what's the difference? If a person is parish, wasn't it he's parish from the apartment house and everyone else is there? Or if everyone left the apartment house, including him, and then he ran into the street and hit by a car? That's what I can either. The whole thing falls apart when the whole building, everyone leaves. So there is parish from the Kfiyas. So there is parish from the Kfiyas, and the Kfiyas is still the Kfiyas, if you look at it 50-50. There is parish from the Kfiyas. The Kfiyas still exists, so we say he's one out of 50-50. And when the whole Kfiyas disappears, he was up 50-50. Then we go back to right. What sounds like? Sounds like. Okay, what's your point of saying? If the Kfiyas still exists, so that Kfiyas is a din that is 50-50, so one person leaves, it's still 50-50. Look how Shabbos is saying. But if the whole, there's no Kfiyas anymore, so there's no 50-50, then that was how Shabbos. Like. That's the passage of our Gemara. That's what the words here sound like. But the Kfiyas still exists. So what happens? why would this mean Lamaisa? What happens if I didn't see him leave the building? He's got the street, there's a car driving down the street, and it gets caught. That's called Pirish from the Kfiyas, and that's called Pirish to Pirish. The case of Shulchan Aruch talks about if you have a group of people and you see one person separate himself. What happens if you walk into the street and a car is driving down the street and he gets into an accident and say, Michal Shabbos? You know, he doesn't look Jewish, but he may be Jewish. Is Michal Shabbos there? What? So call the parish move of parish residents if you have guidance. That shouldn't be Michal Shabbos. But is that called that the Kvias still exists? If you consider he came from the city. So the city is Kavua. The city still exists. Right? Well, he came from somewhere. That's why I don't know what to do when it's not a certificate. So how do you work it? How do you work a stomach like someone in the street? That's what's there. Look at Mishnah Berura Vav. Mishnah Berura Vav goes on Agamar. Kemechta. Seven of the Vashas Vav. Ayin Bevan Ezra Simen Dao Sif Ramadan. Tinok Shinim Sabiyah. Shiru Bagai. Ein Mechal Lala Vesha Shabbos. Kivin the Bechal Yandi Yain. Parshan Kula Mamakim to be Yusan as Lina Achara Rai. Read those words. This is not what we saw in our Gemara. So we didn't see this. Tinduk Shanim Sabir, you find a baby in town. Shuluba Akum. Ein Mechal Lovitz a Shabbos. You go back to writing that Mechal Shabbos. Why? Kivan Bechal Yayin the Yayin Parshan Kula Mamakim to be Yusan as Lina Achara Rai. Very interesting. He says in every city, every morning, everybody leaves their home. Some people at different hours. But everyone gets out of the house eventually. So what do you say? Parsha Kula Makin Kadiyusa. So you find someone in the middle of the city, that's called he came from a group that doesn't exist anymore. Then he got up in the morning. Everyone in the city was in their home. Everyone's in bed. The Rub are in bed. When he gets up in the morning, he leaves this group of everyone in bed. But so does everyone else. And since everyone leaves, now he's considered a guy, even the guy they call a shout. This is the Rambam. That. He apparently holds that being in the city but out of your apartment is not kavua. Apparently, even though it's not what a kashrut at all, it's the whole. I'm showing you a very big issue. You find the baby in the city is not like what we said all along. For Amar Bahagav Talik Sham, now this is like what we said. So in the Pakhan Lava Sagal, the Bnei Yech Hashivik Kikvi, the Dabi Latim of the Hashem. That's the Gwala Sekarabo. Which means, according to this, if you see a car accident in the street, and there's a possibility he's a Jew, sometimes you can tell he's not a Jew, but if there's a possibility he's a Jew, then you mechal Shabbos him, according to the Rambam. Because everyone in the city is called Kavua. And this is a Biderech, Rabbi Abraham, I just call him, call the Amazim, but we're the Shabura says the following. If you're on a highway outside of a city, and there's an accident, then what you're doing on a highway in Shabbos. Let's say you're by a highway, not in the city, you're out in the country road, and somebody gets into an accident, there's no rayus that he's a yid, you know, Chal Shabbos, you go up to right, you say, he's a guy. If it's in the city, then we have no choice, it's a Chaber Amah. Chaber says, in the city, you're not a Chal Shabbos, because of the fact that everyone in the city is considered parish. He says he's from the right, and he's a guy. Ramar says, he's talking about Neyayek Hashiva Kikvi. He says, in the city, it's always considered Kavua. And if you find somebody in the city, it's called 50-50, connect them up to them, you have a Chal Shabbos. This Sif is a big Kiddush, and the halacha I spoke at yesterday is on this page. Elul of Yishar, if you look at it later, when he says that dinei Torah are not nekama, they're all rachnin, that's why the Chal Shabbos to save someone, even if he'll never keep another Shabbos. So this is the halacha. Okay. There's another tshuva I wanted to mention to you, which is a lot easier than this. This is a very hard tshuva. There's another tshuva, and that is in from Cyprus in the Shinnem Alam. Shaila is, if you find a dead body, what do you do now? You assume he's a yid of you or not? Nafkamina is, actually there are two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is if you bury him in a Jewish cemetery. The other Nafkamina is if a Kayin could be Matamah, if he's a Mason. A Kayin could be Matamah or not. The Kayin's the only one available. So Sefer had this Shaila in a very specific case. And in this Truva he says the Chiddush. The case was a soldier died during one of the wars, and the Chevra Kadisha was in the hospital, and they found this dead soldier. He was gemalit. He had a bris mila. Today, in America, bris mila was not a Rai or a Jew, because today most Goyim have circumcision. Most guys have a bris nowadays, and there's no raya. the Sefer writes, the Bidin Asenu, Bidman Azeth, Yaduat, Rav, Yimayla Majud. Right, people have a Bismillah. However, this person also had apparently had a cross on a necklace around his neck, which indicated that he was put on later in the hospital, or maybe it was maybe the tshuva at the end, we don't know. The debate is, should we say to Yidot? What's the shayla? Two shayla. One shayla is, right, Nimaylam is a yid, says he's a yid. Right, people with this type of necklace around their neck are not yid. It's a right against the right, what do you do? So that was the whole shayla. He would say, go bust a right, that he's a yid. The necklace is not part of his body, it could have come later. Bris is a bris. So he'd say he's a yid. Shayla is, should we say, kol kavua kenas dam after that? But the Chassid says he's not sure. We should say kavua or parish. So let's just think back for a minute. What is kavua? Kavua is you go to the butcher store. That's kavua. You find meat in the street, it's parish. If a woman goes to a man's house to be mezana, that's kavua. The man comes to the woman, that's parish. If you find a human being on the battlefield, is that parish or is that kavua? You could look at it two ways. You could look at it that look soldiers below in the battlefield. Here we had a group of soldiers, there was an army of soldiers, and some yid and some dayan called kavua, and I said, that's the army. Or you could say, well, a dead body, you found a dead body, the dead body is parish. The army's not all dead. He's parish with the rest of the army. The rest of the army kept on fighting wherever they went. And now you're left with the body. It should be parish. Some say it's specific how we should be done, this shayla, the soldier that you find. Is it called parish? Is it called kavua? So the kuda that he says is that even if it's a line of kol kavua kenasa mesedam, we say kol kavua kenasa mesedam. Look at some say it's that if you don't find a body. If you find a body in the battlefield, I don't know what to do with it. That's without any raya of bris milah. So without the raya of bris milah, it would be 50-50. Now let the raya of bris milah be machriya the kavua. Let a raya be machriya the shayla of kavua. Which the chiddush of this is the chiddush of the Franciscan. That even with kol kavua kamesa mesedani, if you have a zaitik araya, you can bring that as a raya. If you're going to be your day, it's a sufik on the shayla. That's where you don't know it's kavua. Right? That sufik, we make a zera also, she went to him. Instead of saying, even when you know it's kavua, you could argue, you could say, what do you mean? Kavua kamesa mesa. The Torah said, kavua kamesa mesa. No matter how many rayas you bring, it's still kamesa mesa. Because it could argue that one. The Sefer is saying no. That kol kavua kamesa mesa, but if you have other rayas, the other rayas could be messy. Therefore, in this case, he's asking that he should be buried as a yid. Kol kavua kamesa mesa plus. What comes out of my sefer, this is some cipher. Let's say they find a dead body in an apartment house. Guy lives there. Old man's been living in an apartment house for the last 40 years. They find him, he's dead. He's dead. They don't know he's a Jew anymore. Okay. Which feed it in. I did a mess on that one called Kavua. We assume he's a guy nowadays. Should be a dinner called Kavua, a mess on that. And he should be a Suffolk kid. Should be also to bury him among guys. Also also to bury him among. Where does he get buried? I'm not sure. The Sefer says, and this is a derisa to bury a year in the study. Consider it a derisa. So what do you do with a person who's not done after? Where do you bury him? So we have a Jewish basic forest, a Jewish basic forest, a not done after basic forest. You can't do a not done after basic forest. Each one's going to need his own basic forest. You bury him in the backyard. But if the service was still like on the battlefield, if a person's in his apartment, in an apartment house, he certainly covered one. So, Kalkavok enough and nothing done. I don't know. Well, at least according to some cipher in some communities, not in New York, you could see if he's Gemalit, that would be a riot. In New York City, it's no riot for a person. These are some of the comments that come from this sugya. We can't say Hadron yet, because we're still going to Chazer. So we have 3 days for three blocks. That includes Friday of the day. So I appreciate if you all could you pass the Chazer for three blocks for Rav Gamliel, from the Mishnah Yud Beis on the base. Chazer three blocks, and Bezus Hashem, on Monday, we're going to begin the next